السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English Podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Media Office Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilay, Pakistan. Sunday, 13th Dhul Qadha, 1443 after Hijri, corresponding to the 12th of June, 2022, in the current era. Press release. The IMF budget is to ensure Pakistan is bled dry for riba, interest payments, neglecting the spending on the obligations of our deen and the affairs of the ummah. The IMF ensures every budget bleeds Pakistan for interest payments, whilst continuously increasing the total taxation and slashing subsidies. Under the previous IMF budget, the Bajwa Imran regime paid 3,000 billion rupees in interest and raised 5,000 billion rupees in taxation, crushing the poor and indebted. Under the current IMF budget, the Bajwa Sharif regime will now pay 4,000 billion rupees in interest, while raising the taxation target to 7,000 billion rupees. This is whilst the IMF target for taxation in 2025 is 10,000 billion rupees. O Muslims of Pakistan, the affairs of the ummah are neglected to pay riba, which is haram, inviting war from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pakistan's targeted fiscal deficit is equal to Pakistan's interest payments. This means that we have enough resources to spend on our people if we refuse the sin of paying riba. The IMF-designed budgets allocate resources for payment of debt and interest, instead of allocating resources to spend on people's needs. The capitalist economic system, which Pakistan's rulers implement, makes Pakistan dependent on the West and its institutions. We often hear the rulers saying, "What option do we have?" Well, we say, "Your option is to abolish the capitalist system. Refuse disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and implement Islam's economic system, which made the Indian subcontinent an economic powerhouse under the Mughal rule." O Muslims of Pakistan's armed forces, the Bajwa Sharif regime spends freely on the haram in open defiance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst claiming that we are too poor to undertake our military obligations. We have an option and we have a way to return prosperity to our lands. It depends upon you making a decision. Withdraw your support for the Bajwa Sharif regime. Uproot democracy and the capitalist economic system. Grant your Nusra to Hizb ut-Tahrir installing the righteous politicians into power so they can rule us by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Re-establish the Khilafah, the Caliphate, on the method of prophethood, which will abolish riba, relieve the poor and indebted of all taxes. Take taxes only from the financially capable. Seize the assets of those corrupt who misappropriated wealth and spend on jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ.
So let whoever aspires to this strive diligently. In the meaning of the Quran, Surah Al-Mutaffifun, verse 26. Media Office Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya, Pakistan.